This is Anglia Examinations, England. Listening Examination. Level 1. Paper CC Advanced 115. Instructions. Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear each part of the recording twice. There will be a pause before each part so you can read the questions. There will be other pauses to let you think about your answers. When you hear the tone, you should write your answers on the question paper. Write clearly in the spaces provided. You must ask any questions now as you cannot speak during the test. Listen to the first part of the test. Section L1. Listen and complete the notes that Matt takes as he talks to someone from PGG Adventure Holidays.
Good afternoon, PGG Adventure Holidays.
Hello, my name's Matt Walker. I've seen your brochure and I'm interested in Burnham for a holiday, but have some questions. We're a family of five, with three boys aged 4, 8 and 10.
OK, sir. So Burnham Hall is the original country house. There are 12 bedrooms in the house itself. Facilities include a licensed restaurant, games room, a lounge with TV, a family bar and the indoor pool.
Could we have two rooms next to each other, one for the boys and one for us?
I'm afraid not, sir. You'd have to share one room as the boys aren't all over the age of 10.
Oh, that doesn't sound very relaxing. What about chalets? You also have them, don't you?
That's right. There are 15 modern chalets in the grounds. For a family of five, you could go for two or three bedrooms. It depends if the boys want to share. A cabin with two bedrooms costs £440 a week in July.
Oh, that sounds better. What other facilities do the chalets have?
Well, all of the cabin accommodation is self-catering, so there's a kitchen and open-plan living area. There's a small supermarket on site, or you can bring your supplies with you. Each chalet has a wooden deck, and there's a barbecue area for your chalet on the deck. We only allow gas barbecues, though. The cabins are made of wood and they're in a forest.
Of course. And what activities can we do with the kids during the day?
Well, in the grounds we have 55 kilometres of cycle lanes. We also offer sessions in archery, quad biking, canoeing on the lake, and finally we have horse riding.
Wow, they'll be exhausted in the evening.
Absolutely. But in case they're not, once a week we have a children-only evening, just to give parents some time off. In the summer, that's every Friday night.
Great. Can I book a week from the 12th of July?
Let's see. That's fine. I can hold the booking until May the 31st, but need full payment by then.
I'll make sure I ring with the credit card details in plenty of time.
You'll need to quote the following number to find your booking. It's CW295.
Thank you so much for your help. I'll be in touch in a week or two and then get back to you.
Now listen to the first part of the test again.
Good afternoon, PGG Adventure Holidays.
Hello, my name's Matt Walker. I've seen your brochure and I'm interested in Burnham for a holiday, but have some questions. We're a family of five, with three boys aged 4, 8 and 10.
OK, sir. So Burnham Hall is the original country house. There are 12 bedrooms in the house itself. Facilities include a licensed restaurant, games room, a lounge with TV, a family bar and the indoor pool.
Could we have two rooms next to each other, one for the boys and one for us?
I'm afraid not, sir. You'd have to share one room as the boys aren't all over the age of 10.
Oh, that doesn't sound very relaxing. What about chalets? You also have them, don't you?
That's right. There are 15 modern chalets in the grounds. For a family of five, you could go for 2 or 3 bedrooms. It depends if the boys want to share. A cabin with 2 bedrooms costs £440 a week in July.
Oh, that sounds better. What other facilities do the chalets have?
Well, all of the cabin accommodation is self-catering, so there's a kitchen and open-plan living area. There's a small supermarket on site, or you can bring your supplies with you. Each chalet has a wooden deck, and there's a barbecue area for your chalet on the deck. We only allow gas barbecues, though. The cabins are made of wood, and they're in a forest.
Of course. And what activities can we do with the kids during the day?
Well, in the grounds we have 55 kilometres of cycle lanes. We also offer sessions in archery, quad biking, canoeing on the lake, and finally we have horse riding.
Wow, they'll be exhausted in the evening.
Absolutely. But in case they're not, once a week we have a children-only evening, just to give parents some time off. In the summer, that's every Friday night.
Great. Can I book a week from the 12th of July?
Let's see. That's fine. I can hold the booking until May the 31st, but need full payment by then.
I'll make sure I ring with the credit card details in plenty of time.
You'll need to quote the following number to find your booking. It's CW295.
Thank you so much for your help. I'll be in touch in a week or two and then get back to you and... Now listen to the second part of the test. Section L2. You are going to hear someone reading the news. From the information you hear, you must tick whether the statements are true or false, or the speaker doesn't say. Remember that to be true, a statement must be correct in every detail, according to what you hear. There will now be a 30-second pause to allow you to read the questions.
It's 1 o'clock and here is the lunchtime news. 2 9-year-olds flew over Gloucestershire today, but not as normal passengers on a plane. Rose and Flame, who are cousins, were standing on the wings of 2 historical 1940s biplanes. The planes are owned by their grandfather, Vic Norman, who was the pilot of one of the planes. The 2 aircraft flew just metres apart, next to each other with their wings almost touching. The girls raised £2,000 for charity. Christie's have some unusual items up for sale in their auction today, including Gigan, the world's first radio-controlled robot, which was built in 1957. This is a decade before the invention of the first home computer and 33 years before the internet. The current owner is hoping Gigan will raise over £12,000. A dog in Colorado has entered the record books for having the longest ears of any dog in the world. 8-year-old Harbour is a coonhound. His right ear measures 34.3 centimetres, while his left ear is slightly shorter. Coonhounds are known for their ears, but they're actually designed to help the dog's sense of smell by sweeping different scents nearer their noses. Harbour can smell so well that even the police have used him in their search for people. And finally, the weather. Tomorrow morning will be bright and sunny, but after lunch, a band of rain will spread across the country, bringing heavy showers for everyone. I'll be back at 6 o'clock with the early evening news.
Now listen to the second part of the test again.
It's 1 o'clock and here is the lunchtime news. 2 9-year-olds flew over Gloucestershire today, but not as normal passengers on a plane. Rose and Flame, who are cousins, were standing on the wings of two historical 1940s biplanes. The planes are owned by their grandfather, Vic Norman, who was the pilot of one of the planes. The two aircraft flew just metres apart, next to each other with their wings almost touching. The girls raised £2,000 for charity. Christie's have some unusual items up for sale in their auction today, including Gigan, the world's first radio-controlled robot, which was built in 1957. This is a decade before the invention of the first home computer and 33 years before the internet. The current owner is hoping Gigan will raise over £12,000. A dog in Colorado has entered the record books for having the longest ears of any dog in the world. 8-year-old Harbour is a coonhound. His right ear measures 34.3 centimetres, while his left ear is slightly shorter. Coonhounds are known for their ears, but they're actually designed to help the dog's sense of smell by sweeping different scents nearer their noses. Harbour can smell so well that even the police have used him in their search for people. And finally, the weather. Tomorrow morning will be bright and sunny, but after lunch, a band of rain will spread across the country, bringing heavy showers for everyone. I'll be back at 6 o'clock with the early evening news.
Now listen to the third part of the test. Section L3. You are going to hear people talking in 5 different situations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the correct answer, A, B or C. Speaker 1. You will hear a teenager talking about her family.
My mum's a salesperson, and her job means she travels a lot. She covers 2 continents, South America and Europe. But they're hoping to open factories in Malaysia and Australia in the future, and she'd love to go there. At first, I thought it was cool that she was gone. I mean, I can do what I want, have friends in, whatever. My dad's okay with this. We have a lot of time together. He's had to learn how to prepare the evening meal, and I don't mean just opening a tin. He can make some great dishes, and I've learnt to clear and wash up. Now, one of us just needs to learn to iron. We're hopeless at that.
Speaker 2. You will hear a young man talking about taking his driving test.
My brother said there's nothing to it. The practical test is simple. That's easy for him to say. He passed his test nearly 3 years ago. He's actually been driving round the farm from about 13, so he'd had lots of practice and only needed 10 lessons. Anyway, during the test, I expected to be tense and worried, but I wasn't. Behind the wheel, I felt fine. The examiner looked about to retire, though, and kept leaning forward as if he were deaf. Just my luck. The only problem for me was lack of preparation. Unlike my brother, my father wouldn't let me practice on the farm, and I'd only had a few lessons. There was no need to worry, though. I left the centre with my new licence on my 19th birthday.
Speaker 3. You will hear a woman talking about wanting to get a holiday job.
At the age of 17, I thought it was time I got a job, but my parents were surprised. I didn't need the money, and they were concerned I wouldn't have enough time to study. It took ages to convince them that, as I always got good grades, I could surely spare a Saturday or Sunday night doing a few deliveries. Actually, that's why I really wanted to do it. To get away from my desk. It wasn't a great experience, though. I'd expected to get home late, so that wasn't a problem. But I also thought I'd meet some other people. But I got a pretty cold and unfriendly reaction from the other workers, and I spent all my coffee breaks on my own.
Speaker 4. You will hear a man talking about a cat in his car.
I pulled over on the way to my sister's for dinner to investigate a strange sound coming from my engine. I certainly wasn't expecting to find a kitten. I'd been at work all day and come straight from the office. I wanted to check the kitten was okay before it ran off. I'd already driven for 10 minutes, so its owner could have been miles away. I needn't have worried, though. I took it to my sister's, who immediately said she wanted him. We checked that no one had reported a cat missing. They hadn't, so either its owner didn't want it, or it was a stray.
Speaker 5. You will hear a woman talking about a musician, Tony Conti.
I remember Tony when he was a backup artist for a local group, a pretty unknown guitarist, not the rock star he is today. His sister was getting married and she was one of my best friends at art college. I turned up at this beautiful hotel where it was taking place, and during the evening someone introduced us. He was certainly a memorable figure. You have to remember that everyone then had ridiculous hair. I'm sure he was no exception. I can't really remember. All the men were wearing suits, but what does stick in my mind is the massive diamond he had in his ear and the thick silver chain around his wrist. It was quite unusual for a man to wear that kind of thing in those days.
Now listen to the third part of the test again. Speaker 1. You will hear a teenager talking about her family.
My mum's a salesperson, and her job means she travels a lot. She covers 2 continents, South America and Europe. But they're hoping to open factories in Malaysia and Australia in the future, and she'd love to go there. At first, I thought it was cool that she was gone. I mean, I can do what I want, have friends in, whatever. My dad's okay with this. We have a lot of time together. He's had to learn how to prepare the evening meal, and I don't mean just opening a tin. He can make some great dishes. And I've learnt to clear and wash up. Now, one of us just needs to learn to iron. We're hopeless at that.
Speaker 2. You will hear a young man talking about taking his driving test.
My brother said there's nothing to it. The practical test is simple. That's easy for him to say. He passed his test nearly 3 years ago. He's actually been driving round the farm from about 13, so he'd had lots of practice and only needed 10 lessons. Anyway, during the test, I expected to be tense and worried, but I wasn't. Behind the wheel, I felt fine. The examiner looked about to retire, though, and kept leaning forward as if he were deaf. Just my luck. The only problem for me was lack of preparation. Unlike my brother, my father wouldn't let me practice on the farm, and I'd only had a few lessons. There was no need to worry, though. I left the centre with my new licence on my 19th birthday.
Speaker 3. You will hear a woman talking about wanting to get a holiday job.
At the age of 17, I thought it was time I got a job, but my parents were surprised. I didn't need the money, and they were concerned I wouldn't have enough time to study. It took ages to convince them that, as I always got good grades, I could surely spare a Saturday or Sunday night doing a few deliveries. Actually, that's why I really wanted to do it, to get away from my desk. It wasn't a great experience, though. I'd expected to get home late, so that wasn't a problem. But I also thought I'd meet some other people. But I got a pretty cold and unfriendly reaction from the other workers, and I spent all my coffee breaks on my own.
Speaker 4. You will hear a man talking about a cat in his car.
I pulled over on the way to my sister's for dinner to investigate a strange sound coming from my engine. I certainly wasn't expecting to find a kitten. I'd been at work all day and come straight from the office. I wanted to check the kitten was okay before it ran off. I'd already driven for 10 minutes, so its owner could have been miles away. I needn't have worried, though. I took it to my sister's, who immediately said she wanted him. We checked that no one had reported a cat missing. They hadn't, so either its owner didn't want it, or it was a stray.
Speaker 5. You will hear a woman talking about a musician, Tony Conti.
I remember Tony when he was a backup artist for a local group, a pretty unknown guitarist, not the rock star he is today. His sister was getting married and she was one of my best friends at art college. I turned up at this beautiful hotel where it was taking place, and during the evening someone introduced us. He was certainly a memorable figure. You have to remember that everyone then had ridiculous hair. I'm sure he was no exception. I can't really remember. All the men were wearing suits, but what does stick in my mind is the massive diamond he had in his ear and the thick silver chain around his wrist. It was quite unusual for a man to wear that kind of thing in those days.
That is the end of the listening test. You will now have 3 minutes to check your answers. Your listening paper will then be collected.